Conversely, I had someone ask me, what's the difference between a sermon and a homily? One starts with an S and the other with an H. No, in reality, for me, the difference is about 15 minutes. And Jack had been complaining that he missed my 3-minute sermon. So here we go again. Warp speed sermon time. Worry, 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 worry. So often we get caught up in life, caught up in the fears of life, caught up in the concerns of life, caught up in our own concerns and fears that we can do nothing but worry, worry, worry. Indeed, not only do we worry, but then we worry about having worried. It becomes a never-ending cycle of worry to worry, then worrying about worrying, and then worrying about having worried about worrying, and then worrying if God's going to be upset about you having worried about worrying. And it keeps going and going and going. I have a very dear friend. She has probably the strongest faith of nearly anybody I know, and a deep breadth of knowledge about the faith and about Scripture. And yet she spends an inordinate amount of time worrying. And then she beats up on herself about having worried. And then she gets angry at herself for having beaten up on herself about worrying. And then she gets all upset about having beaten up on herself and worrying about it. And she starts saying, God, I'm sorry that I worried. And then she starts apologizing for God to God for having apologized to God. There's a cycle of worry, a cycle of concern, a cycle of beat on yourself worry and fear. And my friends, worrying gets you nowhere. It is the most worthless activity I can think of. You get yourself focused on whatever it is you're worrying about, and you go no place. Jesus says this clearly. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food? Is not the body more than clothing? And then he concludes it. Do not worry. Do not worry, saying, what will we eat or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles, the Goyim, the nations who strive for these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things will be given you as well. Worrying adds not an instant to your life. In fact, it takes away from your life. Worrying accomplishes nothing but sends you in the wrong direction. Instead, we're called to be focused on Christ Jesus, on the kingdom of God, and on the righteousness that God has for us to live. So this Thanksgiving, let us give thanks and praise to God that there is nothing, not even the remotest thing for us to worry about. There's nothing for us to be concerned about except devoting ourselves to the kingdom of God, to faith in Jesus Christ, to the walk that we have. Let us spend no time worrying and instead focus our faith on Jesus our Lord. Let's give thanks and praise to God for the family of faith, for our own families, and for every opportunity to kick the worry aside and to live by faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. How was that, Jack?
In your presence, Lord. I
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of Northgate United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2012 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at Northgate United Methodist Church, 3700 West Northgate Drive, Irving, Texas, 75062. This program was produced by Dr. Gregory Neal.